And we're on.
Hey.
How's it going?
Doing pretty good.
Hey, well,
Going okay.
Well, welcome you, myself, and others to another episode of We Have No Idea What This Is or What We're Calling This or What it, the Purpose of Even Listening to It Is.
It's called This the Podcast.
That's what it is, not what it's called.
We could be a working name.
What's the working name?
The podcast.
So we say listen to the podcast titled The Podcast. That's going to be easy to search.
Yeah, once we figure out the name, we could... What just happened?
Someone's pressing a button. Is that you?
I think someone... called me or not.
Is that your cell phone?
What the crap just happened?
They used to call you on your cell phone. You okay over there?
Well, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. My, I was getting some water. And that's impossible. No. Okay, that's possible. All right. So I was getting some water.
Okay.
And my daughter came into the office and she started messing around while I was in the kitchen.
Okay.
And I guess she called my dad.
From your cell phone?
Yeah, but I have a lock. On the phone, just so that, you know, a passcode kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, it's impossible. If she gets the freaking passcode, she's like 4 years old, you know?
Right.
And then, but I have my dad set up as in case of emergency.
Mm-hmm. So it would bypass that passcode.
Yeah, you can call those without the passcode, so I guess she did that. I got my wife, my dad, and a friend, because I could choose three numbers.
Yeah. And your dad didn't answer?
I guess he did, but he already hung up, and the phone was just telling me that they're going to disconnect. Or whatnot. Maybe he didn't answer. Well, because if he did answer and he hang up, then my side would hang up as well.
Huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what just happened, but something happened.
Something
involved my dad, so.
Something definitely happened. That's all we need to know.
Yeah. Dude, so you remember last week we're talking about that dude dying after an MMA fight.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked it up. It was a small show somewhere in Ireland, I think.
Okay.
I guess the guy died after the fight. And some fighters actually retired afterwards.
Really? Like, it's enough for me.
Yeah, like Nick Diaz. I don't know if he, because I'm not current on the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like in 2013 right now. And this was, I think this death was more recent.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I know Nick Diaz tweeted after that he's out too. He's not going to be fighting anymore. Nick Diaz is pretty cool. I like this guy. But, yeah, that wasn't the UFC, though. So
because, it is happening.
Yeah, well, the dude died. He was fighting something smaller, and they guess they didn't take care of him properly. You know, you should make sure that everyone's safe. You're a referee for that. That only that reason. That's the reason why you're a referee.
Right.
You're supposed to make sure that everyone's safe and then the dudes are fighting.
So
if
what?
They're not.
Why? What happened? Was he like already out and the guy just kept pummeling him and the ref didn't stop it fast enough?
Well, apparently what happened was it was the stoppage was too late. You know?
So they're blaming the ref?
Well, I don't, you can't, because sometimes, you know, one or two shots is all that's needed to cause a severe, you know, damage.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really, it wasn't like negligence where he knew that, you know, that the guy's out or whatnot and he didn't react. But yeah, they say he should have stopped it sooner. Obviously, that's going to be the most obvious, you know, explanation. If the ref stopped it sooner, it wouldn't have happened.
Right. Of course.
But I didn't see the fight, so I don't know what happened, but that's what they say. I don't personally believe it. You know, at least in the UFC, it really doesn't happen. Those referees, they tend to... they tend to kind of be careful rather than, you know, just waiting for too long. They often, not often, but, you know, sometimes they'll stop a fight too soon.
Yeah.
like the actual rule is you should be able to defend yourself intelligently.
Uh-huh.
So as long as you're defending yourself intelligently, then you're okay. But if your hands go loose or you're not covering up or whatnot, they'll stop right away.
Right.
And sometimes the dudes will go out for a split second, and then they'll come back right away because the shot was so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And if the ref sees it, they'll stop the fight, and then they'll protest it later because they're actually, like, out just for, like, half a second.
And they like, came they back. Should, and they'll get mad saying, you should not have saved my life.
Well, yeah. You know, often they'll say, hey, let me take my beating, you know. You know, which, you know, it's an important fight. You have usually things like this happen when there's like a championship fight,
mm-hmm.
or an important fight, you know. And the referees are experienced, that they also know what the fighter's capable of, you know.
Right.
Like if for instance, if you have Vitor Belfort, who happens to be a really good guy on the ground, being like the jiu-jitsu side of things or whatever you call that. But they know that, like, he can get out of stuff that other people can't get out of, you know?
Yeah.
So they'll often let him fight it out because often he'll actually get out of stuff instead of stopping it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's fighters that they know that they can do stuff.
Until one day they don't and they get severely injured and then they blame the ref.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, this was, I don't know what to, you know, I haven't seen the fight. The ref, I haven't recognized the name, so I don't know anything. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was like a pre-existing condition that the guy had. Maybe had a concussion a week before and he didn't tell anyone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something like that happened. Because those guys are trained to get hit, you know? They get hit all the time. So, I mean, unless you bring a sledgehammer and smash them, one shot's not going to hurt them too much.
Right.
Because they get so much training and stuff. You know, you can't really... They know how to defend against, you know, knockout punches. I don't know what to think, though. I kind of gave up. I was like, dude, I don't know. It was not the UFC, though. You know what's more interesting to me than that, though?
What's that?
The fact that a lot of these fighters that like to get hit all the time, they'll probably get a whole bunch of brain damage like 20 years from now. You know, which it's not particularly funny, but I'm just laughing because they love doing it, and I guess that's the risk they're willing to take, you know?
Right. Yeah, same with boxers. Same thing happened.
Yeah. I watched a fight today, dude, with Anderson Silva.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a rematch. He lost a fight to this one guy. It was like 6 years he was the champion, and he lost to this guy because he was messing around. He likes to play with people. Sometimes he'll lower his hands. He won't protect himself. He just kind of use head movement to avoid punches, and he won't even, you know, he'll just like dance around sometimes because he's so fast, you know?
Yeah.
And he lost with this guy, right? And then there was a rematch like, you know, 6 months later that I watched today.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to kick that guy in like his legs, but the guy checked the kick, which means he made it so that instead of kicking his like leg, he was actually kicking his knee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he moves his leg so that the knee was the part of the body that was getting hit, and Anderson broke his leg. But it was such a crazy break, dude. Like the force of the kick was so strong that like the skin, the bone separated completely.
Oh God.
And the skin stretched, man.
Okay. Good to know. Thanks for sharing.
It was so crazy. Hold on, maybe I'll find you a picture.
I'm not going to click on whatever you send with that kind of a lead-in. There's no way I want to see that.
Have you seen anything like this before?
I've seen enough terrible injuries that I don't need to see another one. I'll throw up, dude. I'll pass out, and then you'll have the show just to yourself.
Yeah, that's okay. I won't show you then.
Thank God. No, thank you.
So crazy, like his foot got like 1.5 times longer for like a split second. Mm-hmm. It just like stretched, you know?
Yeah, that sounds neat.
Yeah, it was crazy because
really
after the previous fight that he lost, he said he's probably going to retire.
And he went one too many.
Well, I mean, yeah, because he says it's so hard to be a champion, you know, because everyone expects stuff from you.
Yeah.
So when he lost, he was actually feeling relieved, you know, and then he said, I'll probably just not fight a championship fight again. But then he wanted that rematch, so they did it, and now he's probably not going to fight.
Well,
because he's already 38 years old, you know?
Right.
So by the time he recovers, he's going to be like 39 or 40. It's going to take forever.
Terrible.
I mean, that was 2012, so he's probably recovered already. But I'm pretty sure he's retired, you know?
Well, he should be.
Yeah, that was probably the best fighter in the world, dude. There's no one fighting like this guy.
Even the best fighter in the world loses.
Yeah, man. It's so crazy when you have a fighter that, like, is amazing, and then they lose. It's like almost personal, dude.
Hmm. Well,
because it's like...
Go ahead.
They're invincible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then someone beats them. Not so good. I had that same thing with Randy Couture. I was like, dude, Randy got beat up, man. Not so good.
Right. it's happened many, 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 many times in sports. You see the greatest lose to some no-name, and then the no-name gets destroyed by a no-name afterwards, and he ends up still being a no-name. He's just known as that one guy who beat the champ that one time.
Yeah. You know, but then there was this guy, John Jones. He's like the youngest champion in the UFC. When he got the championship, he was like 20 years old. And he beat someone, I forgot who, I don't remember anymore, but someone really good. And then I was like, yeah, this is probably just a fluke.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy defended his title like 9 times and he's still champion.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you get a no name that's really good, but they're just, for some reason, they're just brand new.
Right.
You know, and then they prove themselves, and it's so awesome because that dude is really young and he's really, really successful. It's always good to see that.
All right. Well, so tell me about this excitement. You said you had some excitement this week. You were trying to tell me.
Oh, I had adventures.
Adventures. That's what you said. Didn't actually say it was exciting. Just an adventure.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. Because I'm not trading at the moment because there's an announcement coming out and they're expecting like a huge mess in the market after that announcement.
Right.
And they increased my margin because of that, which means to be able to trade, I need to have more money in the account.
Yeah.
And then if...
Seriously?
Yeah, because... Well, that's just temporary for that event. They increased it for everyone.
Okay.
Not just me. Because there's going to be so much happening in the market that they need to protect themselves with a bigger margin. And that's okay. I mean, you can still trade, but you just need to have more money in the account to cover the margin, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm just going to wait it out. I don't know what's going to happen. I've never seen it before. I'm just not going to trade.
So
and
how long is this going to be going on?
The announcement is on Thursday. So they're expecting some stuff happen maybe Thursday and Friday. And I'll see what happens next week, you know. They'll bring the margin back down, but I was like, you know, I could add the money to the account, but trading close to the margin is kind of annoying.
Right.
Because if you're losing a trade, you know, sometimes your entry is not like, it's a good entry, but it's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So it might go against you for a little bit, but then bounce back. And it's still a good entry, you know?
Right.
But if you're trading close to the margin, what happens is when it's against you, they're gonna like email you and say, hey, you know, this is a losing trade at the moment, so add money to the account to cover the margin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just, I mean, getting an email like that is like, because then after that, if you don't do it, they technically have the right to actually close you out.
Mm-hmm.
So they might decide that this is that they can't take the risk anymore, and they're going to close the trade out when you're losing, even though it would have been a winning trade if they let you stay in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's normal practice, right? But. Because I trade 2% of the account, I don't have this problem because I have plenty of money in the account to cover the margin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but because they increased the margin for the event on Thursday, I'm going to always be close to the margin. So I'm like, this is just too stressful. This is stressful as it is already, you know. I'm not going to add stress to myself. I'm just going to hold on.
Hold on.
So, well, wait through it. You know, they're going to have this announcement on Thursday. There's going to be stuff happening on Friday and probably by Monday or Tuesday.
Why don't you just skip a mortgage payment or something simple like that so you can cover the margin so you can keep trading?
Nah.
Simple enough.
Nah. But then I was what was I doing? How did this start? I was looking at Bitcoin. Right? I don't know why and what because I don't remember. But I found this game, which is a gambling game of dice. You know what dice is?
I know what dice are, yes.
Yeah. So I went and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to try this because technically if I keep trading and keep playing in one direction, it should be okay as long as I double my bet every time.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't work that way. It's kind of crazy because like it goes okay. You just, you know, on every loss, you double your bet so that you always cover your losses, right?
Okay, so solid strategy and, so far.
Well, I mean, it does work sometimes. It works often.
Oh,
it works often.
So the strategy summary is if you seem to be losing, bet more.
No, I mean, with dice, it's just a really quick thing, right? You go up or down, and then you just kind of, you know?
Right, but to sum it up, when you lose, the idea is you need to bet more.
Yeah, you double the size so that you can cover the... what?
I'm just summarizing it, rephrasing it. When you lose, bet more.
No, I mean, but it works. That's what I'm saying. It's not a completely idiotic strategy. It works like 95% of the time. The problem is that 5% that it doesn't work, you lose the entire account.
Right.
So I was trying to figure this out. I was like, okay, if I start really, really small, I should have like, you know, 15 or 12 or 13 trades in a row that I can, or bets rather, in a row that I can technically lose and still be in the game.
Mm-hmm.
It is very unlikely that I'm going to lose 13 times in a row.
Right.
But then it happens. So I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to do this. No, but I felt terrible because I lost some money on it. Not much, but I did lose some, you know? Because
uh-huh.
I don't believe in trying things, you know? Well, especially because this software wasn't, the platform that I was using wasn't, you couldn't really paper trade on it.
Right.
You had to put some money in there, or paper play, rather.
And they didn't do any demo accounts?
No demos, no nothing, you know. I was like, well, I can either try this and then lose some money or just not try this at all. And I decided I'm gonna try this, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, well, and then I lost some money, but I felt terrible. I was like, dude, I'm an idiot. I shouldn't be gambling. I never gamble. I just made sense. You know, 13 times in a row, if you lose 13 times in a row, it's kind of unlikely. So I'm just going to try it, right? But then it didn't work. So
and you lost 13 times in a row.
I did. And not once, but like three times. So, you know, because... Once can be a fluke, twice can be a fluke, you know, but like three times, if you lose three times and, you know. And then I felt, you know, there's a positive coming from this, right?
Okay.
I was like, dude, I feel terrible, you know, and you know what happens when you feel terrible because you lose money because you're doing some stupid gambling stuff, right?
Right. Been there.
You want to get it back, right?
Right.
And you end up losing more. And I was thinking about this. I was like, okay, well, here's the thing. I try things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't work. But that's just part of the game, you know? If they work, they work. If they don't work, they don't work. And if something does work and it's a success, then it's good. But if it doesn't work, then it just doesn't work. I shouldn't feel bad about it. I tried something. It's okay, you know?
Right.
So I kind of thought that to myself, and I was like, I don't feel bad anymore.
Okay.
You know, because I think it's good to try things, you know, even though they're risky and even though they end up to be losses. A lot of people don't even try, dude. You should try, even if you lose. It's worth a try. I think.
Everything
because,
is.
Yeah, because then, I mean, what would happen if it was a, you know, obviously it was an idiotic, you know, because it's just a matter of time. 13 times in a row is not likely, but it will happen sooner or later,
right.
You know. So it was kind of dumb, but, you know, I tried it. And I shouldn't be, like, worried about the loss because that's just that's the price of doing this, you know. You try different things and sometimes they don't work.
Right.
So I kind of, you know, it was kind of a negative experience, but I learned something positive from it.
Well, good.
And it was funny because that feeling of, like, not feeling good, it went away completely right away. I was like, okay, well, that's that, you know?
Good. That means you're getting seasoned and getting used to taking challenges and risks. It's fun because then that way, that's the only way you'll eventually find the one thing that does work and changes everything.
Yeah, the mistake though that you could make if you're like not, you know, if you're gonna be emotional and be like, hey, I need, you know, then you put more money in and then more money in and then more money in, and the more you get in it, the more you lose, and the more you lose, the more committed you are to getting it back, and the people you just get sucked right into this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So crazy. And another positive thing that I learned, because I was like, you know, I don't consider stock trading to be gambling,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people do. And that was always in the back of my head, because I never gamble, mm-hmm. you know. I never played poker. I never did anything gambling-wise. I might have played the lottery, you know, a few times when I was like 10 or 15 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I normally never gamble. So I was like, what if this is gambling? I shouldn't even be doing it. Because, you know, I'm Mormon and Mormons don't gamble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if stock trading is gambling, I shouldn't be doing it. So another positive thing is there's a huge difference between stock trading and playing dice, dude.
Right.
The difference is stock trading, even though you cannot influence the outcome, because you don't influence, you're not buying enough to influence the price of the shares.
Uh-huh.
So you can't influence the outcome. I mean, if you're buying a million shares of Facebook, then the price is going to go up.
Right.
So you're like influencing the outcome, which, you know, but in my case, I'm a small dude, so I can't influence the outcome. So, but there's reason and there's logic and there's skill to trading. And there's absolutely no reason and no logic and no skill to playing dice. It's just, I mean, there's nothing to it. You just press a button and it either happens or it doesn't, you know? And with trading, you can find setups and if you're good at finding those setups, and then if you're good at waiting for your entry, and if you're good at finding what your exit should be, then that's the skill that's required for this to not be gambling, you know? It's not random is what I'm saying.
Right.
you know. Right. So that was...
Got billionaires on Wall Street that will argue and prove to you that it is not gambling and that it is a skill. There's people who do this every day as a profession.
Right. And I've always felt that way because I've been doing it since last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always felt this is a game, I mean, a game of, like, skill more than chance.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there is some chance involved because you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But there's things that you can consider and they will help you.
Yeah, but you can say that about virtually any business ever. There's no way you can definitely know the outcome of opening a pizza restaurant. That's a gamble.
Right. I was thinking that too, yeah. I mean, everything is a gamble. In that sense, you know.
Look at authors. When publishers, they say they take a gamble on taking on a book and promoting it, and then it flops. Even the big name publishers can't guarantee that the book is going to be a success. So, if you go technical definition and get all crazy, you can make your point for calling anything gambling or calling anything not. It's taking strategic risk to build a business.
Right, and it's calculated.
The gambling in the sense of putting a coin into a slot machine and pulling a lever, or this dice, which I don't even know exactly what it is, but you're saying you just push a button and there's no thought, and you're just crossing your fingers and hoping something happens. Or the lottery, which is, you know, some people will say that there's some skill to predicting the numbers, but no, it's not. The numbers are random. And there's no skill to that. Those are what I think gambling is, when there's zero thought, zero skill, zero anything. You just close your eyes, hand someone money, and hope it gives you more back.
Other than that,
is life, is regular business. You know, car dealership has to take a risk to open up the store and buy the cars first from auctions and stuff and hope that they're going to sell. They can't guarantee it's going to sell.
Because there's no guarantees in anything, really. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, you get married, you don't know what's going to happen.
That's for sure.
You know, that's another thing I learned. So I guess losing some money to learn two valuable lessons, not so bad, is it?
Not so bad.
No.
People have paid more to learn less.
Yeah. How are you doing, though?
I'm groovy, man. Oh, speaking of, you told me you weren't going to, well, not speaking of, completely off subject, what I meant to say. You told me you didn't want to get hooked into Stephen King's series, Mr. Mercedes, because the third book wasn't done yet. Well, the third book is done.
Is it out?
Third book is out. The trilogy is complete. You can now read all three.
Cool. So let me finish the one that I'm reading right now.
What are you reading now?
I'm reading Cell still.
And that's King?
Yeah, that's a really good book. I was really, when I figured out that it's about zombies and stuff, I was like, this is going to freaking stink. Because I hate zombies. The only zombie movie that I liked was 28 Days Later.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
And then that one with Woody Harrelson that you recommended.
With Woody Harrelson?
Zombielander. It's like a comedy with Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess that the I Am Legend is also a zombie movie because there's zombies in it.
I never really think of that as a zombie movie, but They were a type of creature.
Yeah, so maybe but I don't like the creepy zombies following you and being idiots and so when I figured out this is a freaking zombie book, I was like, this is gonna freaking stink and I'm gonna hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is a freaking awesome book, man. It's maybe I should read more zombie stuff to like actually be able to say this, but it seems so unique. He's such a unique guy. He takes an angle that's like completely different to what you could see in the movies and read in books, and he just goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Good book.
And are you scared while reading it?
No, I was. I've never been scared of a scary movie or a book.
Never.
Well, there was this one movie that someone told me was really scary. I don't like scary movies where there's like exorcists. When there's like actual Satan in that movie,
mm-hmm.
that creeps me out, you know?
Yeah.
Just because I actually believe that Satan is real, and just having someone pretend that there's Satan in the movie is just so, I don't want to say disrespectful because he doesn't deserve much respect, but a powerful creature that's like out there, and you're mocking him in a movie.
Right.
It's strange. I don't like those. So outside of those, nothing really scares me.
Oh, what about ghost movies?
I don't know. I don't care.
Don't believe in ghosts either?
I do. I do believe in ghosts. Yeah, but they don't scare me.
Why not?
Because I don't know. I never get involved in them. A haunted house. It's like The Shining. It's interesting, But I never get scared. Having said that, though, dude, if you get a chance to watch some of the Japanese scary, those are creepy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, there you go.
I have. So see, when you say creepy, if it's creeping you out, doesn't that mean it scared you a little?
No. The Satan stuff is scary because it's just like just way inappropriate. It's just inappropriate, to do this and just saying that, not a good no. But the Japanese stuff is scary. That's true though. Mm. Dude, they can do a scary movie, dude.
Have you seen the Japanese version of, I think the American one was called Shudder? Something about
what?
I think the American version was called Shudder. The Asian one may have been Ju-on or something like that.
Yeah, I think I've seen that, but I don't remember it. What is it about?
Shudder was the one about the photographer, something about when you take the pictures and the spirit shows up in the picture. I don't know. It had something to do with the camera. It was a few years back.
I think I remember. I remember okay. that. Yeah.
Shudder. Are you Googling it now?
Am I Googling right now?
Yeah. Are you Googling Shudder so we know that we're speaking accurately?
Okay, hold on. Shutter IMDb.
Man, I had it on this setting the whole time. Hold on, is this
Shutter?
Better?
Yeah. Yeah. slightly, not very important though. I mean, it's not like a night and day difference.
But you could hear me okay before?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. I remember that movie.
I think it was Shudder. Hold on, let me make sure this is the right one. I watch so many movies, it could be mixed up.
You like scary movies?
I do.
You do?
I do.
That's funny. I didn't think you'd like scary movies.
Oh, a related movie came up called Butterfly Effect. I actually liked that one, too.
Man, I love that movie, dude. Was it, like, based on a book or was it an original idea?
I don't know. But I did. I really, really liked Butterfly Effect.
What the flip am I talking about? The Butterfly Effect is an idea that's like 57 years old. What am I talking about? Original idea.
Yeah. I'll let it slide. All right, there's two Shudders of the same title. It's the 2008 version, it looks like.
That's what I got open, yep.
Because there's one from 2004 as well.
Do you like Japan, like Asian scary movies?
I'll watch both.
Dude, there's a lot of scary movies coming out of Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
Those are freaking weird. And not in a, because Japanese scary movies are like the best, you know? I haven't seen better scary movies than Japanese. They're high quality, good production, good acting, everything's good about them.
Mm-hmm.
The Thailand stuff, you know, awesome place with like you can get a maid that would be happy to work for you at like $50 a month. So awesome place. But their movies look like they're shot on a freaking point and shoot.
Not the highest quality.
They just look, I mean, the actual quality of the video, the picture is okay, but they just seem like weird homemade, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite scary movie is The Ring, the Japanese version.
Oh, that's the original one. It's called Ju-on or something like that, right?
The Ring?
The Ring or The Grudge.
Yeah, Ju-on, I think, is... Ju-on is not The Ring. Ju-on is something different, because I still remember it. A mysterious and vengeful spirit marks and pursues anybody who dares enter the house in which it resides. Yeah, I remember watching it.
Yeah, then that's The Grudge. That's the original,
right.
Original version of The Grudge.
Yeah. The Ring.
But I saw the Japanese versions of, I remember, because these were all similar times, but it was Shudder, The Ring, and The Grudge. I remember watching the originals, I mean the U.S. versions and the Japanese ones, and I think the Japanese one was better on all three of those.
Man, The Ring, the Japanese is so good. Mm. So good. I've watched it with my wife like three times. Such a good movie. It's called Ringu.
Ringu, yep. I've seen that. Well, Ringu.
Yeah.
Man.
Ruthlessly murdered by her father, the ghost of those. That's a ghost movie, too. There you go. That's a ghost movie that I liked.
That's because it scared you.
That was scary.
Right.
The Japanese, they can do like music and acting and the story, and they can blend it all together so that it like it comes in at the same time and it's all like scary, and it just like comes out at you and you're like, what the freak just happened?
See, so now you cannot say that you've never been scared of any movie ever. We just found a couple.
Yeah. Like, an example would be, you know, this in this movie, The Ring, this girl comes out of this well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like crawling towards the screen because she's gonna come out of the TV.
Right.
So she's crawling towards the screen and you can't see her face. And that's like the first time she's actually gonna get out of this freaking well and like attack someone.
Mm-hmm.
So the story is like, what's gonna happen? Who is she gonna attack? How is she gonna do it? And then she's crawling and the music is like, gang, 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 you know? And you're like, what the f-? And then they go, and then she lifts her head up really, really quick and you can see one black eye from between the hair, you know? And at the same time, she's like, the music is like really loud. So awesome. Yeah. They do it all the time. They're just great. I had a period of time where I was watching like 3 Japanese scary movies a day.
You seen any of the ones on the list I just sent you?
Ooh, hold on.
I hate when they do lists like this where it's one per page and you have to keep scrolling instead of just having them all listed on the same page.
They're just trying to get rid of their bounce rate, huh, I guess?
Yeah, and increase their page time on site and page reads. But the two we were talking about are on the list. You'll be happy.
Oh, man.
As to what is number 1 on the list.
Number 10 is awesome. That's an awesome movie.
You've seen that one?
3 Extremes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great movie. It's really creepy, though.
Well, this picture so far doesn't make me want to watch it. It looks pretty disturbing just from the screenshot they're showing there.
They're always disturbing, Japanese. Tale of Two Sisters, I was going to watch it, but I'm not in the mood, so I'm going to watch it when I get in the mood for it.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Water, I haven't seen. I saw The Devil, man. This is a perfect movie. Dude, this movie is so awesome. That movie, that and The Old Boy, the same actor. Have you seen Old Boy?
Uh-uh.
That's the same actor doing the main character. Main villain, I mean. Well, he's not a villain in Old Boy. In Old Boy, he's like the positive. But in like the I Saw the Devil, he's a villain.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a good movie, dude. So this guy, are you going to watch it? Or can I tell you what it's about?
Go for it.
So this guy like kills someone, right? And he like doesn't care. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up just so I can figure out what the name of the actor is. I Saw the Devil. That's a really good movie, man. That's one of my favorites. Okay, hold on. Because that's a really good actor, too. Let's see. I can't recognize him from his IMDb page. Doesn't matter. But this villain guy kills someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a girlfriend of this one dude who is like a policeman or something. And he basically just kills her like for no reason.
Okay.
So this boyfriend guy, what he does is he just chases him down. And then he like hurts him and puts him in a hospital. But he doesn't kill him. So like, you know, he might chop a finger off. Just to the point where the guy faints.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes him to the hospital. and he drops him off or someone else takes him or whatnot. And then the guy's, you know, the guy takes care of himself, gets better. And then the dude again chases him down and does it again. And that, like, happens, like, 5 times in the movie, dude. towards the end, the guy just wants to die. Because he knows he has no way to get away from this guy. Because this boyfriend policeman, he's such a good, you know, such a good, I guess, chaser dude. He can just find him anywhere and do what he wants to him, you know. And it's such a tight story, man. Such a good story too. I mean, I know it doesn't seem like it's just a guy chasing someone else down, almost killing him 5 times, but but it's a really good movie. Man, yeah. I forgot about this movie. Yep. And then you got Numbers. Yeah, watch that one, dude. If you're into it, I wasn't expecting for you to be into this kind of stuff because it's really gory and Dumplings. I really like Dumplings, dude.
Man, so you've seen all of these?
Number 6. I'm looking at number 5 right now. Thirst. I didn't like that one. That's a Thirst. It's about this priest who turns into a vampire, and I didn't like it. He just kind of kills people and drinks their blood. Audition, really good movie. I like that one. Ju-on is the one that we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And then Old Boy is the other one that I told you about. Old Boy is a really good movie. They made an American version of it too.
Have you watched that one too?
Yeah, it's about this guy who like gets kidnapped and put in a room for like whatever 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he escapes, and he tries to find the dudes that did that to him. And then he's like, and in the end he comes back and like asks the company that put him in there, because it was a company that did it for someone else, you know,
mm-hmm.
to put him, he actually pays him to put him back there. Because he can't find himself in the real world.
Hmm.
And then you got The Ring. Good movies, man. Good list.
Yeah.
Yep.
I may may not. I'm just trying to get past The Conjuring Part 2 just came out. Just kind of creepy and supposed to be based on true story. So if I can watch that one. I like suspense thriller stuff more than I like gory, because I kind of got a weak stomach, man.
you get sick?
It'll make me a little queasy. I don't like throw up or pass out or nothing. I just really don't like seeing when it's crazy gory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can be disgusting sometimes.
I used to. Back in the day, I used to watch those with no problem, but, you know, as I'm getting older in my age, my stomach can handle less, so now that I get older, I'm liking less and less gore and violence. I like a good story more than the visual blood splattering and gushing of whatnots.
Yeah, me too. And that goes in both directions, you know. If a movie is really, really good visually, it doesn't have to be gory, just a good movie like The Avatar, you know, or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the story is crappy. I won't like it.
Right.
That's why I don't like The Avatar.
Oh, have I ever, I don't even know if I talked about this. Have you ever watched Ip Man? Did we bring this up before?
Yeah, you told me, because I sent you a list when we first met.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you a list of movies. You said you hated them.
Which, not all of them. I said it was 90% dramas or drug movies or ones like that, or violent drug movies or dramas that I don't really watch.
I'm still upset about it. You said you are. You didn't like the movies at all that I sent you.
There were a few out of the 100 you sent. There was like 3 or 4 that were good on that list.
And then you said, but you had Ip Man on it, so I forgave you.
Have you seen all of them? There's 3.
Yeah, man. They're good. Those are good movies.
And you still think Bruce Lee was the greatest, even though not who had to train him. He had to learn it from someone.
Shut up.
What?
Bruce Lee surpassed his teachers, like, within the second year of training.
It's not possible. You can't be greater than your teacher.
That is so possible.
Nope.
That's so possible.
Bruce Lee cannot have been made without Ip Man's teaching and without him trying to just get a portion of what Ip Man could do.
If it wasn't possible to surpass your teachers, the world would be a crappy place going in a downward spiral.
What would you describe the world of today as then? It sounds pretty accurate to me.
It's awesome. I love my life.
No, that's a terrible thing to say.
I'm just joking, obviously.
Okay, good. So you hate your life like the rest of us?
Yeah, you know. I try not to be very open about it.
There you go. There you go, boys and girls. Hey, the moral is give up on your dreams. It's no
point. You want to hear something kind of crazy and kind of weird and kind of disgusting at the same time?
I'm not sure, but go for it.
You gone to YouTube today?
I have.
You see the little rainbow heart?
I did not, because I just went straight to the search from my search bar, and my video opens up. I didn't go to, like, the home page.
It's by the logo, dude, on every page.
No, it isn't. The page that I had open right now, it says YouTube Red and has a CO in the corner, in the upper left corner, and that's all it says. There's no rainbows on my page, Fruity.
I'm gonna have to send you a screenshot then.
Yeah, maybe they only send it to people who they know are open to male genital to genital contact and exchange of fluids.
There you go. Check this out.
While that's trying to open, let's just see if this is true or not. Have you or have you not ever had male sex?
Are you, like, asking me or what?
Yeah. Have you ever had sex with your same gender?
I'm going to throw up on you through the internet.
Is that a yes or no?
Shut up. I've never... What the freak, man? You've known me for 16 years.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I know your sexual preferences, or I don't know.
Oh, you know I'm not gay.
I don't know that. There's lots of married gay guys.
Shut up.
There's no way for me to know. Oh, man, you just made me lose my place trying to screenshot my YouTube video. Thanks a lot.
Did you sleep at night. Did you click that link?
Yeah, I saw the rainbow, so I was trying to show you a screenshot of mine, but I had a video open I was watching that's like 4 hours long, and I have no idea where I was. It was like an hour or something into it. And I was trying to get the stupid screenshot down, and I clicked the back button instead of... Or no, I clicked one of the other videos trying to move the screenshot.
There you go.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Why on earth did they put a freaking rainbow heart in my freaking YouTube?
I told you they must know who's open to it. They're just trying to fill you out. And then next thing you know, you click it and you're on like gayhomodatefinder.com or something. And it's like local males in your area and you're like swiping left and right. And pretty soon you've got a hookup.
You know, the...
Here's the screenshot of mine. It's what I was trying to show you and you made me click the wrong button. I don't have any rainbows, and didn't even realize that it says YouTube Red instead of just YouTube. What the heck is YouTube Red?
It's a paid YouTube.
Well, that's what mine looks like when I go to YouTube.com.
Oh, you're listening to The Alchemist?
I am. I was like halfway through it. It's a pretty good book, and I wanted to hear it again, hear the story.
It's a good book. I liked it.
All right, so I'm on the home page. I still got no rainbows.
Yeah.
It's all for you, bud. Lucky you.
I guess they're just tormenting selected individuals.
Who they feel are probably open to it.
I didn't even put a freaking rainbow picture on my Facebook when everyone was doing it like 6 months ago.
No, you know how they do those retargeting ads where it like Google and everybody tracks your browsing history so that they know what kind of stuff you might be into and then it shows you things that it knows that you're going to like?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's happening with the gay...
Shut up.
Gay pride and ads, you're going to probably start getting a lot of those now that it knows what you're into.
Hopefully not. Well, I'm hoping that by tomorrow the heart's going to be gone. In fact, I was listening to some Gary Vaynerchuk. Let me click a link and see. Nope, I clicked another video and the heart's still there, but on the Gary Vaynerchuk, there's no heart. So it just has heart on selected videos now, or what?
Yeah, probably the gay ones. Were you watching a gay sex video?
No, I was listening to a podcast. It wasn't a gay podcast. It was a Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, well, there you go.
And then I clicked another Gary V video.
Joe Rogan's
and
clearly gay.
He doesn't seem to be.
Well, of course, but that's why you resonate with him so well. Sly and in the background.
Gosh, man, gay people.
You gotta just let it happen one day, man, and see what comes natural instead of fighting it so much.
We should just, like... Well, I'm not gonna say it because it might not be funny for some of our... wonderful gay listeners who probably never buy anything anyway.
Oh, man. Have you ever watched any Honest trailers?
Yeah, I have.
They're pretty funny.
Yep, they're good. I like them. They have a funny one for Die Hard.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, like Die Hard, awesome movie. What did you think? We're going to like tear it down. It's like the best movie of all time.
Yeah. Oh, boy, they did an honest trailer of the new Ninja Turtles. That's going to be good.
Man, I'm so disappointed. The cartoon was so good, man.
You guys went and you took your kids to see that one?
No.
No?
No, but I've seen some of the other ones, and I hated them, so.
What about Zootopia? Zootopia is probably the best kid movie in a while.
I love that movie.
Yeah, Zootopia was good.
I was laughing so hard my stomach hurt.
Are you going to see Finding Dory? Did you watch Finding? I mean, I'm sure you've seen Finding Nemo. If you tell me you haven't seen Finding Nemo, we can't even be friends anymore, and the show is over.
No, I seen that.
you've seen Finding Nemo, the first one.
Right.
And you liked it, right?
Yes, you liked it. I did.
All right.
It was very nice. Very nice.
And,
very nice movie.
And are you going to go see part two?
Yeah. Yeah, when it's out.
Dude.
Yep.
It's already out. It's been out.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Finding Dory.
Because I can't.
And it broke the records already of highest grossing animated PG and G rated movie of all time, beating Shrek's record.
Really?
Yeah, so I was pretty excited about it. I love that movie, and I wanted to see it do good. It has, for the opening weekend record, I mean, I'm talking about gross, it did like $140 million just in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, we'll actually go see it on Saturday.
You are going to go see it on Saturday, or you did just go see it on Saturday?
No, we're gonna this Saturday.
Yeah. Dude, look at this screenshot from the Ninja Turtles. This can't possibly be. It says 3 weeks ago. This can't possibly be from the new movie. That looks ridiculous. They look like they're on crack or something.
Because they are.
No offense to any crackheads who are listening.
Yes, offense, please.
Hey, man.
Don't do drugs. You're going to be an idiot.
That crack ain't going to smoke itself.
The only crack I'm happy with is my bum crack.
You're happy with that thing?
Yeah, man. I'm so happy with my bum crack.
I've seen it. I've seen better.
You've seen better bum cracks?
Yeah.
That's a lie, because you haven't even seen my bone crack, so you can't compare it.
Oh, I've seen that thing. Multiple times.
I'm not talking to you. First they put a freaking gay heart on my YouTube, now they're freaking conversation about you looking at my bone crack. I don't know.
No. Anyway, I don't know why you still didn't in so much denial, but we'll move past it.
What?
I said, I don't know how you became in such denial, but, you know, the people eventually need to know what we have. So.
Yes.
And then, classic, as I'm scrolling, searching for something, the site One Man's Junk pops up. That's pretty funny. Except the site doesn't seem to be working anymore.
One Man's Junk.
Yeah. I can hear you immediately going to Google it because that name already is intriguing, right?
Yeah, I think we've talked about it. It's kind of a plain looking site.
Why is it not working for me? I got nothing. It's a blank screen.
That's because it's a parked domain.
See, I have to go to
onemansjunk.com, right?
Oh, maybe that was what they changed it to. It was a classified site. That's what it is. Like Craigslist. I was on onemansjunk.com. I had an old link saved, but that is not what it's. The URL is omjlist.com now.
Omjlist. What the flip? This website is giving me seizures.
It needs more graphics, more lights, more flashing. Can fit my glasses on there. Ah, it's not doing that great. Alexa ranking is 3,707,000 in the U.S., which is not bad, but it's not a ton of traffic.
It's like better than the Warrior Forum.
Yes, it is. $12 yeah. for free listings per year. Or unlimited listings, not free. But can you sort by area? Location, let's see. Let's see how much activity the site has in my local area. Well, it doesn't give me a list of how many pages or results. Yeah, it has some activity. Oh, actually, no, it doesn't. I just realized none of these addresses are all over the world. Yeah, anyway. Just thought you would like that, that as I was... We were talking about me and you. The site One Man's Junk came up in my search result.
Nice. Speaking of...
This is going to be good.
Websites and stuff. So did we decide you're going to be writing about... You decide what you're going to be writing about yet?
I have not, because I feel like I should just focus on one thing and come back to this just like I've been doing for the last 3 years. As I always say, well, I can't decide, and I'm spending too much time on it, so I'll just move on with what I already have. So I've kind of been on the side with the... long-term client I have who's been trying to build a passion niche, something of their own, because they're kind of getting sick of the whole marketing niche. So I've been showing them how to create something on their own passion, which is funny. So as I'm doing the research, showing them how to research and find a good topic, I did one myself just as an example. So a lot of times I'll do that. That's why I get so busy doing things, is when I'm teaching a client something, sometimes I'll also do it as well with them just to show them how easy it is and then going along with it. So I ended up creating a new Instagram profile, a website, and doing some blogging and everything. Just to see how much of a following I could get in this niche, because when I was doing the research, I found one. So you know how I'm saying, you know, go to Google keywords or go to Amazon or go to Instagram or Facebook and search and see if there's already a popular page on the topic, see if there's interest, you know how you're searching to see if there's an audience. While I was doing that, I found one, and I go, look, like this one right here. We just found this one in, you know, 5 minutes, and it's a great niche. There's a rabid following. The audience is good. And then after we got off the call, I ended up just creating it. I'm like, yeah, I'll just get the domain, and go along with it. So, and it's in personal development, of course, it's actually more of a law of attraction niche. Which is huge, has a huge following, like the movie or the book, The Secret, and all that stuff, kind of law of attraction stuff. So I created a blog, website, and Instagram, and then that account, I've been doing simple stuff, like maybe 5 minutes a day, and I think that account already has like 1,700 followers. This is just after maybe a month or two. So I said, you know what, I kind of like the niche. I'm not crazy about it. I mean, I love the topic, but I said I wanted to get out of teaching and wanted to do something fun. And Law of Attraction is more spiritual and still teaching and not entertainment. But it's working. Like I said, the page is doing good. There's engagement. There's interaction. The audience is there and fun. So I thought, while I can't figure out what I'm going to do with mine, I can just keep building this out. And, I mean, I can write endless amounts of books, because ultimately I'm trying to find a topic I can eventually write about. And I can write an endless amount of books on law of attraction and power of your mind kind of stuff. So I think I'm just going to screw my site again for another 6 months and put it off until I can come up with something fun to write about. Because I just can't find a good angle or topic other than just random general humor, which I know. Unless I want to spend like 5 years just building my name and brand and being everywhere and trying to build a humor background as like a comedian or something, it's going to take forever. But even then, like I said, even comedians who start off, they still have a shtick or a niche or a topic or a thing. They still have an angle, even though they may just be general humor now. They all started with some angle. So I still haven't figured out what that is. So I said, forget it. I'm just going to build the law of attraction thing until something comes to me, even though I really am not that strongly about it. But I know I have an interest, and it can be fun. And it gives me something to fart around and do, I guess.
Cool.
It's the best I can tell you.
But are you still writing books and stuff?
I haven't written in like a couple weeks now with everything that's been going on, but I plan to do some writing this week. Well, I shouldn't say plan to. I keep saying I'm going to. I need to just set a time, schedule it out, and do it. You know what? I'm going to do some writing today. I just said it. As soon as we get off this call, I'm going to get something to eat, maybe go walk the dogs, and then I'm going to do some writing today. I haven't written in so long, and I need it. It's my therapy.
Dude, you know what you need to do?
Two chicks at the same time.
That's overrated.
Tell me about it.
You know, it's kind of boring. But what you can do is just set up an hour a day to write. You know, and just do it every day.
Yeah, true. That only way to do that, I think, here lately is if I set that hour at like 4 a.m., but I can never get myself to get up at 4 a.m.
What does she got, children now, or what?
Got a lot going on. Too much to get into on this thing. Personal stuff, but in the days right now, from probably the next 3 weeks, the days are going to be like so not on a schedule. The days are so sporadic with random happenings that I can't even set a set schedule of daily, like from like 8 to like 8 is totally unscheduled. No way I can have a set schedule there. That's why I said it either has to be crazy late or right after everyone's gone to bed, or crazy early when I get up before anyone's gotten up.
So how many people have you got in your house right now?
That's not important. That's not really what has to do with it. There's just stuff going on.
I'm kind of curious, but maybe we shouldn't like put it up on the interwebs.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Be like, hey, you know, I got this and that happened to me.
Nah, it's not really something that happened to me per se, but anyway, there's a lot of stuff that has happened in these last few weeks that are crazy.
Hey, so let's do this. Let's kill this podcast. Say bye to the people.
Bye, people.
The gay people. Obviously, I don't want to say bye to gay people because I don't really talk to them.
On behalf of the Coach and Seabass show, I will say goodbye to hetero and homosexual people today.
I'm not saying any goodbye to any. Hey, homosexuals. Especially because today YouTube infested my screen with a freaking rainbow heart.
Hey, man, pro equality. They're just showing you their support.
Why does YouTube have to support gay people?
Are you going to boycott YouTube now and no longer watch them because they support the gays?
No, it's just, I mean, aside from this, my personal feelings towards being gay and...
Your personal feelings towards yourself being gay?
Towards being gay in general. I don't really support gayness.
You don't support gayness. The opinions and views expressed by CBS on this show are solely of his own and not supported and does not represent the views of the station.
But here's the thing though. Why does YouTube put its virtual fingers into supporting gay people? What does it matter?
As a company, they want to make a stand and show that, you know, big name is standing up for people too. They want to show their support. And who can reach more people in the world with and influence opinions more than the Google?
Right. But here's the thing. Recently, we had a Mother's Day. In Poland,
mm-hmm.
there was no icon on my screen for Mother's Day.
There was on the Google homepage.
Not on my homepage.
Maybe not YouTube, but on the Google homepage, they had an update for Mother's Day.
So since there was no icon on YouTube, is my mother less important than some gay people?
Maybe YouTube doesn't support mothers. It's possible. I mean, I've never met your mother, but has she done anything to change the world in a positive way?
Yeah. She had me.
Well, there's her first strike. So now she has to work an uphill battle. What has she done to make up for that mistake?
She had my sister.
All right, so there's plus one.
But you she kind of was gay.
But you said your sister
she was
gay
for a year.
Yeah.
She was gay for a year.
All right, so score 2 points for the gays and one for mothers. So far, we're losing.
Oh, man.
Your argument
anyway,
is not valid.
I just want to make an official statement that my company will not support gay people.
Not support gay people. You said not support gayness in general. Not just
gayness.
People. Because you could have, you know, you could have gay dogs and gay cats. So you wouldn't support them either, according to your company.
Cats and dogs don't get gay.
They get gay.
Nope.
You've never seen two dogs humping and they're both males?
Nope.
No, they got gay dogs. You ever seen a dog wearing a handkerchief and a rainbow sweater? Clearly a gay dog.
All right. So let's do this. We're going to say bye to everyone except for gay people. And then you can tell me what happened with your family.
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
Because I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, gosh. All right. That's okay.
But can we still say goodbye to the gay people?
No. Is it positive or negative, though?
It can be both, depending on how you look at it, depending on your perception.
You're being vague.
I'm not. It actually can be seen as both. We've actually had this conversation.
You got children?
Do I have children?
Yep.
Man, you're getting pretty personal here on this personal podcast.
Well, because I'm, you know, children can be positive or negative depending on how you bring them up.
What if they are brought up from illegitimate child that you've just met and they're already like old. Is that positive or negative?
That's positive. I kind of think that all life's positive except for gay life.
So not all. That's like 70% of the time it works every time. That's not, if you can't say all and then say minus this, and this.
There's one this called gay. There's no five thises.
There was a study that said like 90% of the population is gay at some point.
You joke?
No. So have you already had your gay window in your life, or is that something positive you have to look forward to?
By the way, if all gay people don't want to listen to this podcast, I won't be offended.
We will be offended. We need the gay support, just like we support you and the gays.
You got gay people in your family?
I'm sure I do. 90% of my family is probably gay, according to this study.
Shut up with this study. It's probably a bunch of lies.
Well, just if you really, look deep within yourself, you'll see that it's true. You'll know it to your core.
That this study is true?
Yeah.
That's probably, the study was like funded by some, you know, proud to be gay parade situation, action organization. They're trying to make gayness mainstream.
It's well beyond mainstream. Mainstream
it is,
for a while now.
It is so not mainstream, dude. It's still like, still just about as disgusting as it was when I first heard about it.
It's almost uncool to not be gay now.
What?
It's so mainstream. You're almost not cool unless you're gay.
Then I will stay uncool for the rest of my life.
You don't want that, man. You don't want to be you want to be in, man. Don't be with that out crowd.
No, we're not supporting gay people, and gay people better not listen because I'm going to give you crap next week as well. Thank you very much.
Don't you want to be in and cool and hip and trendy?
No.
You don't want to be hip and trendy.
I want to be not gay. If being hip and trendy means you're gay, then I don't want to be hip and trendy.
Yeah, you really need to grow up. You sound really immature right now.
Immature?
Yeah.
Sound like a normal person.
Nope, but anyway, positive note is, I know I still haven't posted some of the old shows, but maybe by the time you're listening to this, you will have found your way through the archives of the shows, but we now have officially linked it. We have some technical issues. We have now linked it with the blog and with iTunes. It is updated, so you can now follow the podcast on iTunes. New shows will be updated via the iTunes link. You search Coach Comeback Show. And on the blog, coachcomeback.com, I think I updated it to say the Coach and Seabass Show, but I don't know if that updated. But we did finally get it working. I finally found a way how to update and went through their support. And they do have an app that back in the day, there was no way to update your URL. You had to like basically hack into the RSS feed to update your podcast, but now they finally created something where you can log in and go in and manage your podcast. I was able to update the URL. I fixed the blog, and we are good to go now, man. So after this is done, all I have to do is save this recording, upload it to the server, make a post on the blog, and the iTunes will be updated within 24 hours, man.
Cool.
Yeah.
That looks good. I saw that message on online.
Except we still need to figure out where we're hosting it. That one that I told you, Podcast Garden, that I thought looked pretty cool. It only lets you, I think it says you only get an hour a month. It said unlimited free or something on the site, but now it says 1 hour per month or upgrade to whatever their plans were. And the site is only like 2 years old and they don't look really trustworthy to be hosting our files on there. So I have to find somewhere else to host, to hold the files. So I don't want to put them all in the blog and bog it down. Yeah, because the files can get pretty big.
Yeah.
But, so we still have the hosting issue. We're going to use Libsyn or somewhere else to host it. But otherwise, all I got to do is, we just got to upload the file somewhere. And then all I have to do is make a blog post. And it will be updated and we are good to go. We just still can't do the live element yet until we figure out how we want to start doing it live. I mean, technically people could call in and listen into this live. We gave the dial-in number, but I don't know. We'll see where it goes as we grow and see what comes of this.
We can't do live because what if some of the people are gay?
That would have been awesome if we had a few gay people listening when we were recording this and they got to voice their opinions to you, Faith, live. I would have enjoyed that very much.
That'd be the best. I encourage everyone to call in and say, hey, I am gay. You should shut up. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say you shut up.
Burn. That's a pretty good comeback.
Yeah, man.
Should make for a great show. Looking forward to that. Wow. Poetic, even.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Well, we all got big dreams, you know?
Anyway, if there's like one or two people that are gay that are listening, first, please don't. But if you do, please call in and talk to me.
Yeah, with that.
I'm happy to show my lack of support in your face.
You're gonna probably need to put your address or something on some of these calls. I think people will probably want to come, chat in person, so to speak. You know, just talk out in the parking lot with you.
You know what would be crazy?
Like two chicks six, at the same time.
Nah, we already established that's boring. And that's also kind of gay. but the crazy thing, if I got like shot in 5 years from now.
Because of this episode?
Well, because of my general attitude, someone's going to be like, I'm gay, and they're going to shoot me.
Oh, that'd be pretty funny. You'd be so famous after you were dead, because that's how it happened. If someone listened to this and then spent 5 years trying to track you down and see where you were, only to murder you, man, the show ratings would go through the roof.
I'd finally get rich.
That would be so great. If you could do that, that would be great. Anyone wants to... help our show ratings by murdering CBS. Oh, man. I'd be forever in your debt. That'd be so cool. We'd be superstars. It'd go viral, man.
Yeah.
You could high-five me from heaven.
That'd be our first viral piece of content.
Yeah, it won't take 5 years and one little tiny little baby murder. That's fine. Goals. Yeah. Hashtag goals. Life goals. Well, I'm glad we got our 5-year plan mapped out for the future of the show. Something to shoot for.
But it needs to be, if someone's going to shoot me, it needs to be a gay person. Because if I'm going to die, I need to die for something I believe in.
Right. What if they're straight, but their girlfriend is gay?
And the girlfriend needs to be the one that shoots me.
Yeah, but what if it's a female who says she's straight, but her gay, her lover, is a, who's a female, is the gay one, but she's straight?
You can't be straight and have a gay lover.
Yeah, you can.
Like the guy's gay?
Yeah, like say I'm straight. Like I'm perfectly straight, but I could do a guy, and I'm and that's who's gay, and I and I'm still straight.
You're the moment you have that special moment with that one guy, you are no longer considered straight.
No, it wouldn't be a special tender moment. I'm not going to be nice about it. Like it's going to be painful for them. So,
why would you want to do it if you're not gay?
I'm not saying I would want to if I was in a situation where I had to or something. It's only gay if you enjoy it.
Like someone forces you to do it?
No, not force me, so to speak. But, you know, it's at a party, you've had some drinks, it's good times, you find a hole and you fill it. You don't realize whose it is.
Then you're gay.
That doesn't make you gay.
The only time that happens and you're still not gay is if you're forced to do it.
Nah.
Yep.
There's more situations. There's more to it. It's only gay if you enjoy it. If you're just doing it like socially, you know, like some people say they smoke or drink socially when they're around friends just to, you know, so they don't be looked at as the weird one just to fit in. If it's just kind of a casual social, you know, poking, and it's not really your thing that you enjoy, that'll make you gay. But
nope.
The person you're doing is gay, for sure.
Right. But if you're doing someone and it's the same sex as you, then you're gay.
No.
Yep.
Way more to it. Again, I'll give you more of the scientific proof and studies. Again, this number is 100% accurate. You've heard this before too. They say 90%, it's always 90% of the male gay porn stars are straight, they say.
That's got nothing to do with anything.
That's the exact same thing. These are men who are banging other guys and they're straight.
When they're doing it, they become gay.
No.
Yep.
They still have wives and still enjoy women, and when they're not being paid for it, see, that's not forced, they're just being paid for it as a profession.
Then they're bisexual.
Nope.
Yep.
What about Matt Damon or whoever did Humpback Mountain or whatever? He had gay sex.
Yep.
Then he's not gay.
It probably wasn't real.
He was just paid for it. Exactly. See?
No, it wasn't. What I'm saying is it wasn't real. It wasn't even, it didn't even happen. It was just pretending for the camera.
Well, that's no difference than marriage.
No, what I'm saying is if something actually happens, I'm not saying if you're pretending for the camera.
What if they're pretending for the camera, but they actually physically needed to show the insertions? You're telling me now that actor is gay?
Then you fake it with some CGI.
No, but what if he didn't? What if he's a true artist and he doesn't believe in faking any of it and he does all his own stunts and real stuff so that he really needed to insert in order to make this seem real?
So they actually did it on camera?
Yeah, if that were to happen, and it was for the camera, but he actually did fully penetrate the person, but he was just doing it for the movie, that doesn't make him gay.
Then he's gay.
No. Well, he's not gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. 100%.
Nope.
If he, before he takes a part, he can read the script. And he can talk about what's needed to get to be done.
And he's like, I have to put a few penises in my mouth and butthole for the role. Meh, I'm an artist. I can do that. No problem.
That's a gay artist.
It'll be artistic, and it has nothing to do with my own personal life and and preferences. I go back to living my normal life once the scene is over.
Nope. They are never normal again. They're gay.
All right. We're going to have to pick this up at another time. Hopefully we get a resolution to this before you get shot. But it's not a requirement. But, yeah, this is going to be an open thing that we're going to have to figure out later.
You can't put it on your website?
Put what on the website?
The file.
Yeah, I can. It's just, you know, 2-hour-long audios, and we're doing them all the time. I heard it just slows down your website so much. That's why I was trying to find a site that's like the YouTube for audio that lets you just post unlimited audios for free so that we could just go crazy. But I have not found a YouTube for audio. The YouTube for audio they have so far is only once people are suggesting is SoundCloud. But SoundCloud only gives you like 2 hours, and then you have to start paying for your usage. So if you could find a site that's just like filled with audio and it's free and they host it, then I'll be more than happy.
Excuse me. So that Clipit is not going to work or what?
Clipit is for free. Same thing. It's I think it was 10 minute max. Oh, wait. No. Oh. No, I totally forgot about Clipit.
No, you said it was 100 megabytes.
100 megabytes, yes. So if we keep it under an hour, or under 2 hours, I think I can always alter the file for under an hour. Yeah, you're right. Clipit was unlimited for free. It just has to be small enough. You're right. I'll use Clipit. And even if it's if it gets too long, I can always just cut it into two files, and then it'll just be broken into part one, part two of the show. That's fine.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about Clipit. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, I'll put it there. Clipit works great. They say on their FAQ that 100 megabytes comes out to about an hour of audio, but like our last show that was like almost 2 hours, when I looked at the file, it was only 40 megabytes. So we should be fine, I guess, since it's so low quality because it's just audio, no music or any background or any of that junk. But I'll see. As soon as this one ends, I'll see how big this one is, because this is about as long as we should go. We're at 1:45 now.
Yeah.
This is about the longest we should ever be, and they actually should be shorter. But if this is under 100 megabytes, then problem is solved. Thank you for reminding me. Totally forgot about Clipit.
Yeah, no worries. Hopefully it's not run by gay people.
had to get that last one in, didn't you? Oh, man, it might not take 5 years.
Maybe next year.
We can only...
Well, I just want to say I got children, and it's probably important for me to, like, see them grow up. So, like, hold on.
Hey, don't go getting all cold feet on us now. Odds are, I know you're going to love this, if that 90% fact stays true, at least 2 of your 3 children are probably going to be gay.
Right. probably won't be.
Have a good sleep with that one.
There you go. Cool.
Yep.
All right, so should we just, like, wrap this up or what?
Yeah, well, I think that's all I got. I think next week, I forgot, we said we were going to dive more into figuring out that niche, because I still do. It's still a passion of mine that burns, and it hangs in my mind and keeps me foggy. I still want to write about something funny and build out my humor following. but I still need a topic. So that's not going to go away. So we can discuss that again next time.
Cool.
All right.
That is awesome.
Well, good times as always. and we'll do it same time, mostly kind of next week, I guess.
Yes. So Tuesday, you can't do it Tuesday anymore?
Probably not. Next week, it'll probably be Wednesday again. I will let you know by Monday, though.
Okay. So you're going to tell me on Monday that it's not Tuesday, but Wednesday.
I will let you know by Monday what the schedule is for next week.
Ah. Perfect. Good. Enjoy your day, then.
Sweet. All right. You too. See y'all's all later, even the gay people.
See ya.